Welcome to the Say It Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Vasavi Kumar. If you're eager to gain clarity, speak with unwavering confidence, and liberate those inner voices, you're in the perfect spot. My mission here is to empower you to break free, find fulfillment, and ignite your passion. You ready? It's time to say it out loud. I've put together a guide of my top 10 tested and proven to work practical strategies and habits to help bright women like you say no, set your boundaries right, live confidently, and build healthy relationships, starting with the relationship you have with yourself. This is a self-paced guide, and I can't wait for you to dig into it so you can start becoming your most confident self, because she's in there waiting for you. Head to the link in my show notes or go to vasavikumar.com/guide and grab it today. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Say It Out Loud podcast. It's me, Vasavi. I am so proud of the fact that I'm recording another episode. I am trying to get on a weekly schedule, and I promised myself that I would continue to be recording weekly episodes until it started to feel heavy for me. And the fact is that some days I don't want to record an episode. And so when I actually get inside my studio and I record, it's because I have something that I really want to say out loud. But before I get into a question that I was asked recently on another podcast, I wanted to share some good news. BetterHelp, which helps you find a therapist online, is now sponsoring my show. So somewhere in the middle of this episode, you're going to hear an ad from me, and I'm going to share with you my discount code for you to be able to start your search, your therapy search online. Maybe you've been looking for a therapist, maybe you're in between therapists and you want to find somebody without the hassle of insurance and all of that stuff. You want to be able to find someone that can support you. Well, BetterHelp is that's what BetterHelp is there for, to help you find the perfect online therapist for you. So you're going to be hearing an ad midway, and I just wanted to say that because it can be a little aggressive, right? When you're listening to an episode and then all of a sudden an ad gets kind of in your face, you know, it's like, oh, but I promised myself that this is the year where I'm going to say yes to adventure and be open to new collaborations. And BetterHelp, they reached out and they asked if they could sponsor the podcast. I had wanted to hook up with them because someone who has been in therapy since she was 12 and is also a licensed therapist, I know firsthand, you know, just how powerful therapy can be. And so if you're looking for a therapist, then BetterHelp can help you. So just be on the lookout for that ad and also the discount code, which you can find in my show notes. Okay, so I was recently interviewed on a podcast, and the question that was asked is, there are two questions. The first question was, what was your biggest challenge, Vasavi, and how did you overcome it? The second question was, how do you share yourself so openly and confidently on social media without any fear? So I'm going to be getting into both of those questions today. Number one, what was your biggest challenge and how did you overcome it? And number two, how are you able to share yourself so openly without any fear? Just a quick correction. The first question was asked by someone that I was on the phone with who wanted to join the Say It Out Loud group program. We begin January 16th. And I asked her, I'm like, okay, well, you know, she signed up for the program. And I said, do you have any questions for me? And she said, what was your biggest challenge and how did you overcome it? So just to let you know, if you're on the fence to join my upcoming group, Say It Out Loud, which is intended to help you transform your relationship with yourself and also transform the way you speak to yourself, because your words really have the power to make or break your reality, go to the link in my show notes and you can go ahead and learn more and join our Say It Out Loud group, which is based off my book. We begin January 16th. This is an 8-week program. If you've been thinking about it, if you've been on the fence, then I want to encourage you to join. Also, you get a bonus one-on-one 30-minute call with me when you do join. This is for the first 10 people that join. And this is a pretty small group. I cap it at 10 people. So we have about 6 people right now. Well, not about 6 people. We have 6 people right now. And so if you're one of the 4 listening to this and you're like, you know what, this is the year that I really want to be kinder, more compassionate with myself, and really start to look at my languaging, then this is the group for you. I don't know of any other group out there that helps you specifically with your self-talk. And that's what I wrote the book on. That's what the group is about. So all the information you can find in my show notes. Okay, great. Let's get into the first question. Vasavi, what was your biggest challenge and how did you overcome it? This is what I said. I said, The biggest challenge that I've had to overcome is actually believing and feeling that this new version of me, this new identity that I am currently embodying, is real and here to stay. And it's also ever-changing and evolving. And so what I mean by that is we have these different identities, right? We are constantly evolving. We are constantly changing. And there comes a point in our life where we get tired of our own bullshit. And we know that something has to change. Now, that was really my 2023 year for me. My 2023 year was really about looking at my mindset, looking at the way I speak about money, look at the way I speak about myself, even though this is the work that I do. This is the work that I do. And yet I found myself speaking about money in a way that wasn't really helpful. Oh, I can't afford it. Oh, I'm broke. I'm never going to be able to pay for this. And just certain words that were quite literally creating my reality as I was describing it. And so that's how powerful our words are. And so for me, really bridging that gap between who I used to be and who I freaking know that I am today, that was the hardest thing for me to really overcome was, Vas, you are this new person. It's okay for you to become a new person. You can become a new person. You're allowed to outgrow your beliefs. You're allowed to say, I don't fucking want this anymore in my life. This is unacceptable. I deserve more. Like, I want you to have that type of urgency with yourself because this is your life we are talking about. We're not just talking about some reality TV show that you get to shut off after 30 minutes. This is your life that you're living. This is the body that you're living in. This is the mind that you have that is running your life. And so what are you saying to yourself about yourself? What are the words that you're using to describe your life? My biggest challenge was using words to describe my reality and myself that did not behoove me, that were still like I was still speaking about some former version of myself rather than the Vasavi that I am today. And so where am I at today? I'm a new person. I am no longer the same bitch that I used to be. And I say that with all respect. I'm no longer the same bitch that I used to be. Get ready. I'm the new me now. And that is something that I had to get used to. Forget about everyone else getting used to the new Vasavi. I had to get used to the new Vasavi. I had to feel comfortable with the new Vasavi, how she looked, how she spoke, how she acted, how she responded, her boundaries, how she spoke about herself, how she spoke about her life. These are all new behaviors and habits of mine that I have worked diligently on to create to become the person that I am today. But wrapping my head around, oh my God, this is who I am today. After all of this work that I've done on myself, this is who I am. And I know that it's constantly changing and it's constantly evolving, right? But I think we are in disbelief. Sometimes we can be in disbelief about who we're becoming. And it's like, no, believe it. Believe it, girl. This is who you're becoming. All that work that you're doing, all the podcasts you're listening to, the solitude that you're spending with yourself, the self-reflection, the books that you're reading, everything that you're doing is paying off. And I need you to trust that. And so for me, I really had to close the gap between like wanting to be this new person and actually being the person, like trusting in what I know. I've said this on previous episodes, trusting in what I know, trusting in who I'm becoming and actually implementing what I know to be the person that I am. No more thinking about it. No more talking about it. Just fucking doing it and being it. Being the person that you know you can be. You want to be kinder to yourself? Start speaking kindly to yourself. How do you do that? Say out loud how mean you are to yourself. Say those words out loud so you can never unhear it again. And so you can ask yourself this one very important question. Is how I'm speaking to myself helpful or harmful? Are the words that I'm using getting me closer to my goals, or is it keeping me from it? And so that was the first question. And here's how I get through this, okay? Here's how I got through the closing of the gap between the identity of who I used to be and the identity that I am today. Number one, first and foremost, I said it out loud. I say out loud every single day, throughout the day, multiple times a day, the person that I'm becoming, the person that I am. I hear myself speaking. I speak in community, right? I'm part of my own community. I have my own community, the Say It Out Loud community. And in this group, we are always breathing life into the person that we're becoming. And we're breathing life into the things that we want. So we got to say it out loud. Number two, I got clear on what I don't want. It was very hard for me to figure out what I wanted in my life, not because I don't know myself, but because I have spent so much of my time just doing things that don't actually light me up. So I started to think that the things that I was doing were actually things that I wanted to be doing, but I really didn't. So I had to get honest and I had to get clear on what I don't want. The third thing, and this is the most fun part, I think, for me, is that I get to experiment everywhere. I've been experimenting everywhere, from new hairstyles to new routines to new habits to new foods that I've been eating to a new wardrobe upgrade that I'm going to be gifting to myself this year. I'm experimenting everywhere. I'm experimenting new things in my business. I'm experimenting new things in my content. I'm experimenting even with my languaging, how I choose to speak about things, because all of our life is created through our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. They all play a role in the reality that we have created for ourselves.
Let's take a quick break.
Having been in therapy since the age of 12, I know firsthand just how powerful the process of finding the right therapist is. Going to therapy and talking things out with my therapist has made me happier, clearer, and most importantly, I have a plan for my mental health. I have tools to be able to communicate with others and also the tools to cope when life gets hard, which it does. So let me ask you a question. Is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Regardless if you have a clinical mental health issue like depression or anxiety, or if you're just a human who lives in this world who is going through a hard time, therapy can give you tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and more accessible. And this is an important mission because finding a therapist can be really hard, especially when you're limited to the options in your area. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with the therapist. There's a link in my description. It's BetterHelp.com/Vasavi. That's BetterHelp.com/Vasavi. Clicking that link helps support this podcast, but it also gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with the therapist and see if it helps you. And because finding a therapist is a little like dating, if you don't really fit with that therapist, which is a common thing with therapy, you can easily switch to a new therapist at no additional cost without stressing out about insurance, who's in your network, or anything like that. I don't know where I would be without the help of therapy and my therapist, but I do know that life would feel that much harder. So if you're struggling, consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/Vasavi. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast. The fourth thing that I've done is to simplify for success. So let me just give you a little behind the scenes of my business, okay? And I'm laughing because, you know, how naive I was back in the day when I would have multiple offers out there, always thinking I had to create something new. And I was talking to my head of marketing, Sarah, and she's like, Vasavi, why don't you just run the Say It Out Loud group 4 times a year? It is the signature program of the work that you do based on the book that you wrote. Why don't you just run this program 4 times a year? And that's what I'm doing, y'all. So yes, we do have a program, Say It Out Loud, and we begin January 16th, but I will be running this program 3 more times this year. That doesn't mean I want you to wait. Of course, I want you to join the group now, but I also understand timing. So just to let you know, there will be more opportunities for you to work with me in a group capacity. Now, if you want to work with me in a one-on-one setting, all you have to do is email vasavi@vasavikumar.com. Let me know that you heard this and that you're interested in working with me one-on-one, and we can get that conversation started with a 30-minute phone call so I can learn more about you, your projects, what you're trying to create. If you're looking for a strategic partner, if you're looking for someone to help you think about a certain program that you're creating or a project that you're working on, look no further than me. I love to partner with people and think about and brainstorm and help you organize your thoughts so that you can actually create the thing that you want to create. For example, I'm working with someone on their memoir. Now, I'm not an editor. I have written my book and I have edited my book, but I'm helping her organize her thoughts. So I love working with clients like this. I love working with clients who have a project and they have ideas, and they have different and they need help with organizing their thoughts and actually structuring their thoughts in a way so that they can have a cohesive and project, whatever that is. So just DM me, Vasavi, email me at vasavi@vasavikumar.com. If working with me one-on-one is on your wish list for 2024, I love working on a good project. I really do. And I love helping people with just understanding themselves better. And there's no better way to do that than to partner with somebody. Somebody who you resonate with, someone that you like their approach, someone who you can, you know, feel like you can be yourself around. I'll tell you this, the best way that I can support you is by encouraging you to be fully yourself. And that's all I want. All I want is for every single person that I come across and who joins my programs or my friends, my family, I want everyone to be fully themselves, because that freedom to be able to be yourself is like, oh, it's so delicious, and it's yummy, and it's magical, and it's amazing to just be able to be yourself fully, right? We're talking all about stepping into this new identity. The fifth thing that I did was assemble a supportive community. I talk about this a lot on the podcast. You don't have to do things alone. You don't have to go at it alone. Find a community. Find a community of people, of like-minded individuals. If you're wondering where to go next, look no further than the Say It Out Loud group community. This is a place where you can fully be yourself and cultivate your self-expression. And the last thing I did was, and it's the last thing that I'm doing, it's number six on my list, but it's the number one top priority for me, is to prioritize my health and reduce stress. So I have a tendency to get anxious very quickly. You may not know this about me. I don't often talk about that. I get anxious very quickly, and I get depressed quite quickly as well. But I've been really learning how to regulate my emotions. As someone who has bipolar disorder, and I'm on medication for this, working with my circadian rhythms and really understanding how I ebb and flow has been huge for me. It's been a game changer. And so prioritizing my health in every single way, starting from the water that I drink, to the food that I eat, to the snacks that I have, to the kind of movement that I'm doing, to how I navigate stressful situations. What do I tell myself when I'm getting stressed out? Like, I am so much more understanding with myself. It's still a little foreign to me, if I'm being honest. Like, the way that I relate to myself is so different than how I used to be. Like, I am a different person with myself than I used to be. And that for me is the power and the transformation that occurs when you learn how to speak to yourself, how to breathe life into what you want rather than breathing life into what you don't want. Stop creating a reality that you don't want. And you're like, boss, how do I do that? How do I stop doing that? I just hit something. How do I stop doing that? Stop talking about your life in a way that's shitty. Like, ask yourself, are these words actually helpful or harmful? So that was the first question that I was asked. The first question that I was asked is, what's my biggest challenge and how did I overcome it? My biggest challenge was not believing that this is the person that I really am. Like, no, I'm a new person. I'm a brand new person. That doesn't mean that I don't have the same quirks and idiosyncrasies and weird personality traits. No, but the way that I treat myself, the way that I speak to myself, the way that I speak about myself, it has significantly changed, and it's here to stay because it is a lot kinder and a lot quieter up in my mind in this new way. All right. I want to get into the second question because I think you're really going to benefit from it. And this was my honest answer to this question when I was interviewed for a summit, online summit. The host, Stacey Brass Russell, she asked me, how are you able to share yourself so openly on social media without any fear? And this is what I said to her. I said to her, I don't have any fear about what I'm sharing for two reasons. Number one, I don't have any shame around anything that I've been through. In fact, I have nothing but compassion for the 20-year-old Vasavi, 20-something-year-old Vasavi, 30-something-year-old Vasavi, who didn't know any better, who didn't believe that she was worth more, who believed that she deserved less because that's all that was that she saw was right in front of her, and she didn't think that there was anything more out there for her in, you know, how she treated herself, how she was being treated by others. So I don't have shame around those versions of myself. I feel bad for her. I'm like, oh my God, poor thing. Like, she didn't know any better. She didn't realize how freaking awesome she was. She didn't realize that she's a child of God. She didn't know any better. And so I feel, I'm not afraid when I share stuff online. And for the second reason why I'm not afraid is in addition to not having shame, is because before I go to social, like, social is not my go-to, right? I don't go to social as my therapist. I go to a therapist. I also am a therapist. And I also have a community of people that I always talk about stuff with before I go ahead and, like, decide to share something on social. It's not this big ordeal like, oh my God, should I share it on social? It's like, no, is it relevant? Is it relevant? Is it going to help my audience in some sort of way? Like, I'm very clear on when I get on social media, what is the purpose? The purpose is not to get you to like me. The purpose is to help you, period. It's to use what I've learned, is to use the wisdom, the knowledge, the experience that I've learned, and to help another person. And I use social media as that outlet so that I can use my words, my experience, my knowledge to help another person, period. So number one, I don't have shame around the stuff that I speak about, whether it's rehab, divorce, my bipolar disorder, stuff that I'm just going through, or, you know, even the fact, like, last month I openly shared this on my podcast that I was going through a bipolar depression, you know, that's, I have nothing but compassion for myself. I feel bad that I went through that, you know, and I'm so grateful that I have people in my life that I can speak to. And most importantly, I'm so grateful that I know how to speak to myself, because sometimes it's just you and you. Sometimes you don't have access to your community of people. Let's say everyone's busy. Sometimes your therapist is on vacation or it's the weekend. What are you going to do then? You got to learn how to speak to yourself. So I don't know if you can see this. There's a common theme here. How you speak to yourself, how you talk to yourself when you're struggling, when you're going through something, when you're feeling down, that is the hallmark of this inner work that we're talking about. Like, oh, do the work, do the work. Guess what? Doing the work is really easy when you're feeling good about yourself. But when you feel like dog shit and you don't feel good about yourself and you feel insecure and you feel unworthy and you feel inadequate, because those are actual, real human experiences and emotions that we experience based on our conditioning, based on what we've gone through. It is in those moments and how you speak to yourself that make or break your reality. Period. 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 How you speak to yourself. And I'm saying this with urgency because, once again, like I said, this is your life we are talking about. You've been given one of it. You've been given one life. How are you going to treat yourself throughout the process? I don't give a shit about the goals that I reach if the way that I'm speaking about myself and to myself and how I'm treating myself in the process has been torture for me. I don't want it. I want the process to feel effortless. I want the, not even effortless, because you have to put effort into things, right? I'm not saying like, oh, I don't want to put any effort into things. I want it to be simple. I want it to be fun. I want it to be adventurous. I'm not going to sit here and make myself miserable and route to my desired destination. That is no way to live. I'm reminded of my father. We used to go on a lot of family vacations growing up. We would take road trips. We'd get on the plane. And my mother would be a little frenetic getting ready as we're, you know, getting ready to go on vacation. And she'd be all frenetic. And my father would say, let's not ruin the journey. It's the journey that's going to really determine how we enjoy the rest of this trip that we're on, right? My dad would say, what is the point of getting to this desired destination if throughout the process we've been anxious and frenetic and fighting? And so my dad always made sure that no matter what we did, the process was fun, that we had a good time doing it. And that is, I think that's where I learned that from. I saw my dad always trying to make the process fun, even if it was grocery shopping, y'all. So that's just the vibe that I have implemented in my life, and that's what I encourage my clients to do. No matter what you're doing, I'm always going to ask, how can we add more fun to this? How can we add more exploration? How can we add more discovery, adventure, curiosity to what we're doing throughout this creative process, whatever it is that you're creating? Even the simplest things in life, you know, trying to figure something out, we can be so hard on ourselves. We can be so impatient. And I'm saying, drop the shit. Stop treating yourself that way. Stop being so harsh with yourself. Would you do that to somebody else? Would you nudge and put pressure on somebody else to get it done and get it right? And would you talk to somebody with complete disrespect if they didn't hit a goal? No, probably not. So why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that to yourself? You know what I'm going to name this episode? This episode is going to be all about how you speak about yourself and your life. It's about shame. It's about fear. But it really boils down to how are you speaking about yourself and your life? And the very real reality that how you speak about your life makes or breaks it, period. And so I want to emphasize this point. I want to say thank you if you've listened up until this point of this episode. I also want to share that if you follow me on Instagram, and if you don't already, why aren't you? my handle is My Name is Vasavi. If there's ever a question that you want me to answer on the podcast, anonymously, of course, or it doesn't have to be anonymous, just send me a voice note in my Instagram DMs. Just send me a DM. It could be written or it could be a voice note and ask me a question and I will gladly, happily answer it on my podcast. And so I want to leave you with this little message, okay? Whatever you're going through right now, you're going to get through it. I want you to imagine yourself on the other side of what you're going through. And I want you to feel proud of yourself that you got through it. But I want you to be even more proud of yourself because you were kind to yourself throughout the process, rather than being super hard on yourself. You made it. You got through it. You're going to be okay. It's all working out in your favor. Have that belief in your higher self, in your higher power, in God, in the universe, in the laws of the universe, that everything that you desire, desires you right back. But you got to be willing to be patient and just trust that if you want it, it is yours. Repeat that after me. Say it out loud. If I want it, it's mine. If I want it, it's mine. It's already mine, already done because you said so. And that is how important your words are. So say it out loud. Hear the way that you're speaking to yourself. Ask yourself, is the way that I'm speaking to myself helpful or harmful? Continue putting yourself out there. You never know who needs to hear your message. If you're inspired by my podcast to start your own podcast, I want to encourage you. Start your own podcast. Start your own podcast. Start speaking. Start hearing yourself. You have a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge. And we don't want to just keep that shit inside. Say it out loud. Until next time, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Say It Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Vasavi Kumar. Thank you so much. I love you. Take good care of yourself. And remember, be kind to yourself. If you love today's episode, then say it out loud. Subscribe, leave a review, and come say hi over on Instagram at My Name is Vasavi. Until next time, say it out loud.